ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, fun, thoughtful, informative, silly. You know, it's that whole younger, better, faster thing. It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So awesome for you to either stick around or just be here with me today. Answer today's poll question. If you have the inclination, and this is happening, sadly, and I think the Democrats knew it was going to happen when they decided to expand unemployment, so people are actually making more than what they would if they were working. Should people who turn down employment forfeit unemployment payments? Yes or no? Should people who turn down good old-fashioned working for a living forfeit unemployment payments? 991FMTalk.com. Boy, we had some great answers yesterday on yesterday's poll question. You know, what should the state be doing fiscally to get over this hump before raising your taxes? Mine was sell off the new planes, which actually started a really good conversation yesterday. One person said, even though I got in a fight about the new jets because he and my sister-in-law fly on those jets because they both work for NDOT, I still think they should be sold. Sorry, brother. There was nothing wrong with the NDOT older jets. You know, planes are built to last. I mean, come on. Why are NDOT people flying on these jets? Again, that's my question. Oh, it's to get things done faster. Eliminate wasteful programs and offices. Balance our budget. That's my favorite. I'm wondering how we can pass a law that goes against our state constitution, but he's done it before. How is it implemented when it's done outside the Constitution is my question, and the planes were so irresponsible and should be sold. We don't need to rebuild hangars for that idiot. Sell all Nevada's Democrats to China for cheap labor. Not worth much, but we'll get rid of them. That's pretty funny. No. Sell Sisalak's organs on the black market. No, I don't think so. That's terrible. You wouldn't get anything for them anyway. Property sales and gas taxes already too high. Planning move to Wyoming. I hate hearing people leaving. Can taxes be lowered? You know, it was really irritating watching all of those great news stories how gas prices have fallen below $2, then they've fallen below $1.50. There were some places in the U.S. that were actually below $1.98. You never saw that here. Still up in the 250s, 280s range. Why? Because of the taxes that we keep applying to the gas. Regular diesel, doesn't matter. It's all in the taxes. Because we keep, a quarter of a cent here. Oh, just a half a cent here. Guess what? It all adds up. And you should know about it and be reminded about it every single day. You know how they have those long damn receipts at places like CVS? That's what your gas receipt should look like. It should have how much you actually paid for your gas and then what fee and tax was added onto it, and just list them all out every single time you get gas. That would encourage a lot of people just to use bikes there. Because what's coming next is going to be that mileage tax. People think I'm full of it, and I kept saying, oh, they're going to, you know, do a state income tax and all that. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Because, yeah, that is coming. And it's coming because of the Democrats. I'll just get to that right now. So I received this email. Monica, have you heard about this? Craig, heard about this? I've been touting this for months and months and months. And people thought I was crazy, and no, they can't do that, blah, 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 blah. Buckle up, the word is out. Some legislators are already saying just like what we have been telling everyone for the past year and a half. Everyone, please take note of this, because you're going to look back and think, huh, wow, I guess she was right. Now it's going to hit you in the pocketbook big time. For those of you that thought we were full of it, and you know what it is, the Liberal Democrat-controlled legislature is being called into a special session for the COVID issues. Also, they are going to bring up and vote on the state income tax. This will be the first vote. When the Liberal Democrat-controlled legislature convenes in 2021, they will vote on it for the second time, fulfilling both votes in the legislature. Then it'll be put on the ballot. All of you had better start spreading the word now, what is happening, and start making it a priority. Or within the next 2 years, we will have a state income tax in Nevada. This is not a Republican versus Liberal Democrat issue. It is an issue of keeping Nevada, Nevada. Liberal California has encroached on Nevada and is making Nevada Eastern California, and it is controlled by Clark County. Clark County, you did not get on board during the recall. Now you better get on board, or it is going to affect all of Nevada. We are going to have the mileage tax and state income tax all within 2 years. We will have a state income tax in Nevada. This is not, again, Republican versus liberal. Forewarned is forearmed. Thank you, Craig, for sending me that. This is not something that brings me any pleasure to think or even say. But honestly, use your brain. Where did you think all of this money was going to come from? All of the debt for the Nevada PERS program, which, by the way, somebody who is very knowledgeable in that and very knowledgeable in how we're being ripped off in our taxes will be joining us at 11 o'clock, and that is John Sarpolis of NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. He saw all of this happen in Illinois. He was part of programs out there to keep it from happening. He saw it happening, and he is seeing it happen here in Nevada right now. He says we're about 10 years behind Illinois, but I think we're a lot closer. I think we're a lot closer than that. Of course, he said that last year, so I guess maybe we're only 9 years behind. John will be joining us. Also, we've got a special guest at 10:30. Rachel Sutherland will be talking about, again, do as I say, not as I do. Obama gets rid of IGs, inspector generals. And he tells everybody it's because he has to trust those around him. He fired every single Bush ambassador. Got rid of all of them. Trump gets rid of one and the sky is falling. Trump gets rid of an IG and it's, conspiracy. He's just doing this to protect himself. He's doing this to protect Pompeo. Well, Rachel Sutherland will bring us the hypocrisy coming up at 10:30. But until then, right here, back at home, who did you think was going to be paying for all that is going on? The now close to 40 million people out of work across the United States. And the feds making it so nice that people don't want to go back to work and get off of unemployment because they're making more money. And people who want to go back to work and want to open back up their businesses can't. Why? I don't know. No good reason. We're picking and choosing. That's the Sisolak way. Hence this email that came in at, looks like 6 o'clock this morning. Why is Sisolak still in office? Were there not enough people that signed up to get him out? We need to open everything back up. It's getting to be ridiculous. If people are scared, then stay home. But let the rest of us make up our own minds too. Lori, it's beyond ridiculous. And yes, he is still in office and will not be going through the recall process this time around because people were being told by elected representatives in the very start of the recall process that it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. So they were dismayed and didn't worry about it. But then the truth started coming out and people started to wake up to all that Cicilline was doing. And the momentum picked up and picked up. And then we had to turn in the list so it could start to be verified and, you know, they do a little sampling the beginning of April. I'm sorry, at the end of April, April 30th. Well, okay. Then as we started taking signatures again on March 1st, boy, did we pick up steam because people were figuring out what was going on with Sisolak in this whole shutdown. People's eyes were being opened. Everything is shut down. How do you get the signatures? So it slowed. But we still were out there getting them anyway. People parked on dirt lots, on corners, letting people just drive up and sign. And then we had to take him to court. But unfortunately, with a filing in federal court, here in Nevada, here in Reno. Wow. Just to get an extension, because everything was shut down, an Obama-appointed federal judge here in Nevada said, you didn't get enough signatures before April 30th to justify the extension. What does that have to do anything? In his opinion, it won't be successful. So, yeah. Did you think we were going to stop? No. We're going to start it all over again. And we are going to keep shedding light on Sisolak. And come hell or high water, we will get him recalled. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to call into the show, 884-9910. That's also our text line, so you can call or text. And, of course, always Monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is interesting. Received the registration renewal card for my 1990 Goldwing. Noticed for the first time they want the odometer reading. When you institute something like a mileage tax, because you know right now they're just doing that steady. Yeah, right. It takes a long time to change all of the paperwork over, to change all of the printed materials that are sent out. So this is just, you know, the transitioning period of you getting used to putting your odometer readings down. It's not a study. They already have the intention of doing it. And we'll see it come out of, because of COVID-19, we'll see it come out of the special session. John Sarpolis will be joining us at 11 o'clock. You know, this isn't about a virus. It's about an election. It's about states who already were so deep in the hole, like Nevada with the PERS systems, and Reno. Look at the debt Reno has. It's funny how Republican-controlled states don't seem to go through this problem, but Democrat-controlled states do. And always asking for more from the feds and from the citizens. More is never enough. More and more and more, never enough. Now, they're going to give you excuses. It's all because, you know, electric vehicles don't pay gas taxes. Well, you know what? Figure out another tax for electric vehicles. Don't suck everybody else into it. If you use gas, you pay the gas tax. If you buy an electric vehicle and use the electricity for that, tax them some other way. But no, we have to spread it out. We have to be fair. Those who use the roads more need to pay more. No, they don't. Because a lot of times, those who use the roads more are the ones in the rural communities who are bringing you your food. You know, those ranchers, the farmers. If you don't want to pay tax, get on a bike. If you You know what? I'm tired of it. It's like talking to a stone. They just want more. And it's not going to stop until we stop it by voting in true, conservative, constitutional, fiscally conservative, all of the above Republicans, and weed out these rhinos during the primary. Ask the hard questions. Get in front of these people, even if it's just by Zoom. Send them emails. Ask them questions. If they answer you back, send them to me. I'll read them on the air. I found it very interesting that, well, I'll bring it up to you in a little bit. That a certain lawyer that was pointed out on the air yesterday wants to be on the air now. And maybe even have my endorsement. But like I said, I endorse very few people for reasons that are my own. We'll be back after this Fox News update with Rachel Sutherland. Do as I say, not as I do, when it comes to the hypocrisy of Democrats. After this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. On 92.3
FM Talk. 92.3 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and hopefully tomorrow too. And Monday. Yes, we will be live on Monday, Memorial Day, and bringing you some special things about Memorial Day and why we observe it. Because so many people just take it as a vacation day or a day to have a barbecue. Well, it's a whole lot more than that. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You want to shoot me a quick email or 884-9910. That's our talk and text line. Well, there's more going on behind the scenes that you just don't hear about, especially when it comes to the hypocrisy of the Democrats. It's do as I say, not as I do. We're seeing that in a lot of different things. But, you know, you might want to remember that Obama, when he came into office, he fired every single Bush-appointed ambassador. Every single one of them. I think it was like 200. He got rid of inspector generals. Why? Well, he told Congress, because I need to feel secure in the people that surround me. Not that way now. Let's check in with Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio, who is working on the idea that, there's more to the story about the recent firing of an IG. Yes, he was fired from the State Department, Mr. Steve Linick, after urging from Secretary Pompeo, with Democrats once accusing Trump of abusing his power to avoid oversight. Rachel Sutherland, thank you so much for coming back on the show again. Love hearing from you and what's going on in that world outside of Reno, Nevada.
Hey, thanks for having me. Well, this has caused quite a kerfuffle in Washington, the firing of Steve Linick as the watchdog at the State Department. Actually, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a brief newser yesterday, and he addressed all the controversy surrounding this, saying that he couldn't have done this in retaliation for any kind of investigation being conducted by Linick's office, he said, because he didn't have all the information about any investigations going on, while at the same time he did say that earlier this year he answered a list of written questions from Linick's department. He didn't specify the investigation. Reports have ranged from Pompeo using staffers to walk his dog or pick up his dry cleaning to something more serious. This comes from Congressman Elliot Engel. He's a Democrat who chairs the House Foreign Relations Committee, I should say Foreign Affairs Committee. He is saying that that Linick was looking into arms sales to Saudi Arabia without the approval of Congress. So that's something that they're looking at. They're concerned. And I think that it's also there's been more concern because of some other firings of inspectors general during the past several months. Now, as you mentioned, with Obama having gotten rid of some of the ones from the previous administration, it may not be that unusual, but there's been four in just the past few months.
But aren't all the questions being brought up by Democrats? Has there been any Republican
Pretty
that's
much.
Come forward and say, you know, yeah, this is a lot for inspector general firings. Maybe we should look into it.
Well, the one I know of is Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, saying that he is concerned in particular about the firing of Steve Linick and wants more information. So he's not alone. Of course, you know, in your neck of the woods, kind of, Mitt Romney of Utah has expressed concern as well, but he's not exactly on the president's, good wishes list.
And he has no support from anybody here in Nevada. So you might as well be saying, Flake.
Okay. Jeff Flake. I wonder what happened with him. But there have been others, like in May, earlier in the month, Christy Grimm, Department of Health and Human Services. In April, Glenn Fine with the Defense Department, the Inspector General there. And then in April, Michael Atkinson, that wasn't a big surprise. He's the Intelligence Community Inspector General fired after the whole Ukraine controversy. Mm-hmm. So that's where it stands right now. Now, he is being replaced on a temporary basis there at the State Department by an individual named Stephen Accard, so another Stephen. He's currently the director of the Office of Foreign Missions of the State Department. It's a division there, and he's going to take the place as acting director of the Office of Inspector General until a permanent person is selected. And that's raised eyebrows as well, because since he's going to keep his job as directing this Office of Foreign Missions, and it could be just a short time he's in acting capacity, he would essentially be conducting oversight into himself. But it makes you wonder, how do you find somebody to be Inspector General of the State Department outside? But the search is on, I suppose, and the House is vowing to conduct oversight into this, how much they'll be able to do, especially since the House is pretty much remote at this time, is kind of unknown.
Well, Rachel, don't get me started on things like that, because we just had the chief of police. You know, he's now our acting city manager for a time being. Hmm. So, things cross over all the time.
Well, that's a lot on someone's plate.
Exactly. But now, isn't for the person who's taking the position temporarily or maybe permanently, can't Senator Grassley come back later and say, hey, pick up on these investigations?
Sure, absolutely. There's nothing to stop that. I can't see any reason why anybody who would then fill the role would just throw that investigation into the old circular file, as they say. But it's unclear whether it will continue. And so really, Mike Pompeo was saying yesterday he thinks that the claims, he called them crazy. His quote was kind of funny when he was addressing the press there, saying something to the effect of, well, here it is. I've seen the various stories that someone was walking my dog to sell arms to my dry cleaners. It's all crazy, crazy stuff. So, look, he's going to push back. But he did say that he did answer a series of questions on paper from Linick's office earlier in the year. So I would just say with this story, just stay tuned. But I think really that coronavirus is just overshadowing everything. So I'm not sure how much follow up there is going to be with this when it comes to House lawmakers.
Yeah. Well, coronavirus is overshadowing a lot of things. So, Rachel Sutherland, thank you for following this and keeping us updated here, and appreciate it. We'll have you back with more information as it becomes available. Rachel Sutherland,
great.
Fox
Thanks,
News
Kathy.
Radio. Thanks, Rachel. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about getting you the information that you're probably not going to get anywhere else, including the fact that this is just the epitome of what's going on to me. A former neurosurgeon. Would you think that a neurosurgeon knows what he's doing? This is a man that you would in, or I'm sorry, this is a doctor that you entrust with going inside your brain, removing tumors, fixing whatever needs to be fixed, which is another subject. Smart man. Smart doctor, huh? A lot of education. Former neurosurgeon says masks are ineffective against COVID-19 and can cause health problems. One should not attack or insult those who have chosen not to wear a mask. He wrote an op-ed and basically is saying, and of course he's being blocked by people because what does he know? Well, he knows a lot. Okay? There have been no studies of the effectiveness of masks in slowing or preventing COVID-19 transmission. But look at how many people are wearing them. Look at how many people are shopping at stores where it is required that you have a mask on before entering their store. Yesterday, I brought you the story of a business owner that says no masks allowed. If you don't like it, go someplace else. Those are the ones I want to see more of. N95 respirators are at risk of negative effects of having their oxygen intake limited for extended periods of time. How long are you at work? How long are you on your feet? How long are you rushing around and getting winded? I went to Home Depot the other day. Every single person inside Home Depot had a mask on. Social distancing. I think it's pretty funny, though. I went outside and the Home Depot workers had no masks on and they were all standing right next to each other. I just shook my head and kept walking. Didn't even say anything. This is bad for you. This neurosurgeon, Dr. Blaylock, wrote that this is lowering your blood oxygen levels, and it can impair your immunity, potentially increasing your risk of contracting infections like COVID-19. Also, a person who has a respiratory infection and wears a mask is expelling some of that virus with each breath, and then rebreathing it in, potentially leading to higher concentrations of the virus in their lungs and their nasal passages, even their brains. And that can make any virus, including COVID-19, more dangerous. You have to stop listening to the gospel according to Fauci. You have to stop being feared into this reaction from people who do not know squat. And go about your lives. Reopen the businesses, be clean, wash your hands. Again, it goes back to washing your hands is the best thing that you can do. Have you even heard or seen the study that the CDC put out yesterday? That surface contact with the virus? It doesn't mean anything. So for all those people who were panicking and leaving all their packages outside and letting the air disperse and blah, 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 blah. You're idiots. You're falling into the fear that has been pushed and forced upon you by people who want you to be afraid. I have not and will not wear a mask. In public, in my car, in my home, outside, inside, wherever. And I can breathe freely. I can do a lot of things freely that the sheep out there are making it hard for responsible people to do. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910, that's our talk and text line, and we've got Melissa joining us right now. Hi, Melissa. So, hi, what, your employer requires you to wear a mask for your entire 10-hour workday?
Yeah, and they force us to. They said, they kind of sent out a threatening letter, like it's mandatory, you can be, like they could write us up, I'm assuming they could fire us at some point. And I get sinuses twice a year, like most people with sinus infections. And I told them, like, I can't breathe through this mask for 10 hours. And now it's been about 2 weeks, and I'm really congested in my chest, which I never had. And I told them, like, this thing is worse for me than just walking around. I'm like, I work on an OP. I go up and down aisles. So I'm really not within 6 feet of anybody anyway, and we've had like 2 cases since they forced us to wear a mask, and I'm like, so obviously the masks really aren't doing anything. And I even seen a nurse in Walmart, and I was talking to her, and she was saying that the masks do absolutely nothing for people. They cannot stop you from getting it because it's so small.
A lot of these masks that people are wearing, the sides are open. They're not professional masks. They're just oxygen blockers. And I'm sorry, Melissa, but your employer is putting your health at risk. You know, what happens when you don't get the oxygen you need while you're doing all of this work and you pass out and you crack your head on concrete?
Right. And they're, it's like, when you, because it's really dusty in there, it's a warehouse. So, like, you can see the film on the mask at the end of the day. And it's like, okay, so now we're breathing in all this dust that we normally wouldn't have to breathe in constantly. Like, I mean, I'm assuming it's worse. I don't know with the mask on. But
It's simple, Melissa. Your employer needs to take responsibility and clean the warehouse where you are and install an air cleaner like a lot of casinos do. It circulates and ventilates all of that dust and garbage out of the air and keeps you safe. They are endangering you. There is no study that says that these masks are mandatory or helping. They're hindering. This is coming from doctors. They are hindering people, especially those with breathing problems. It is not keeping people safe from COVID-19. It is not keeping people safe from any type of small virus out there. And let me tell you, Melissa, I'm sorry. I know changing work is hard, but there are a lot of people looking for good employees. Don't take it. If you can, make your decision. Do you keep going the way you're going or find yourself a better job and find people with good sense? Because your employer, I'm sorry, they're putting your health at risk. That's all they're doing. Melissa, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time today. We'll be back after this news break on 92.3 and 99.1.